Hello everybody, thanks for being here. My name is Gülşah. I'm software engineer at Collaboro Productivity almost 3 years. I'm mostly working on Collaboro Office and I'm experienced with interoperability bugs. Today I will talk about how do we proceed when we receive a problematic OOXML document from a customer. When we get a problematic file, first of all, I try to reproduce bug myself. In this process, I check whether missing information is given. If I cannot reproduce the bug, I report my own steps and ask what is missing. Generally, reported files are complicated and crowded. To focus the problem, I try to simplify document if it possible. For example, the bug can only relate with a table in a document, but there may be additional text, images, objects. In that case, I clean the unnecessary objects step by step. At each step, I check to see if I can still reproduce the bug. Then I inspect the problematic object on UI. Here I take notes of what catch my attention. Then I read the XML files inside the document. OOXML documents contains compressed XML files. When we use unzip command, we can see the XMLs as you see at the image. At this stage, I can get more detailed information about the problematic object. For example, a paragraph element will look like my slide. It has more information than UI, as you see. After that, we try to detect problematic part in XMLs. As you can see, OOXML is a hard to understand document format than ODF. At that stage, we can get help from the OOXML specs. Now it's time to understand how Collaboro Office handles this problematic object. For this, we need to collect good keywords from the XMLs. Then we are on the hardest stage and it's not possible to formulate. We will grab our keywords, take notes, read the suspected code parts, debug them. We will do it again and again until we understand what's the problem in code base. When we understand the problem once, we will apply our solution ideas one by one. And now I will show a bug that I solved before. That's an export bug. You can see the details from the link if you are interested. Problem was that when we open the file, then save it and open it again, we lost the last part of the text. In the first sight, it seems an export bug. First, I wanted to understand how that simple text looks like in XMLs. It was looking like that. For one line text, there were four part text runs. That's normal because and is bold, and the other parts has different properties. As a keyword, I note TX body and try to understand how it is imported. After that, I start to play with UI. Then I saw that interesting thing in UI. Text has an animation, and before the export code is called, it seems wrong in sidebar. So I thought it's not a simply export bug. During import, something happened and we lost the last part of the text. When I removed the animation, the bug disappeared and I was sure about I have to focus on the animation things. I read the XMLs again and find some keywords to understand how an animation is imported. During the grep read debug session, I found the animation node class that handles our animation. At the last stage, I saw interesting value here. During insert string into the document, create enumeration is called, and there is MA selection object. Our string has 11 characters, but selection value was 8. Last three character is missing. Last three character is missing here. I focus to where that missing selection value comes here. That part is a little bit tricky. That's the solution. At the end, I found set selection function called here, but it was early time to call it. So I just move it at the end of the function, and problem is resolved. Generally, I'm using that method while I'm working on an interoperability bug. Thank you for listening.